Jeans.
Quick announcement, guys. The San Diego show has been pushed back 1 hour later. That show is April 16th at the American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. It was scheduled, I believe, for 8 o'clock. Now it is 9 p.m., guys.
9 o'clock.
Just a little heads up. And if you want to know why, it's because your mommy, Tommy, is doing Craig Ferguson that night.
Yay.
It's a nice birthday treat, right, Jeans?
It's exciting. Yeah, sure.
It'll be fun. I can't wait to come and watch you. What are you going to open on? Have you thought about it?
I can't get out of these jeans. They're just so high and so tight. Something like that.
Good day, Mr. Ferguson.
Like that? Hello, mate.
Then April 19th, we're at the Ice House in Pasadena, California, doing Your Mom's House live there.
Mm.
And if you're not local, guess what? You can see the show streaming live for free.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, at formerly Laughster. If you do laughster.com/yourmomshouse, you can still go there as well. That URL works. But the new URL is cogo.tv/yourmomshouse. That's cogo.tv/yourmomshouse. There's all kinds of incentives we're going to have if you guys want to donate in order to get a shout out on the show. Or no, we haven't decided yet. We're going to kind of leave it in the air. And then after that, April 24th through 27th, I'm at the Addison Improv in Addison, Texas. And then Jeans and I go to Vancouver at the Vancouver Comedy Mix. Mm. We're going to do the podcast live April 30th and then stand up the rest of the week. So come see us there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I actually have something to add there. Can we?
Oh, to Vancouver?
Yeah. If anybody works in audio in Vancouver, I could use an audio person that night, the 30th. If you're like, you know, a pro, you know what you're doing. Could you send us an email and in the subject line put Vancouver? And the email is yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Don't put house in there. The April 30th night.
Yeah, we'll need a sound person.
Yeah, and so it'd be cool if somebody who listens actually works in that industry. So that's that.
Guys, also June 6th, your mommy, Christina, will be doing stand-up at the Funhouse in Portland, Oregon. One night only, June 6th at 9 p.m. You can buy tickets on my website, christinacomedy.com, or yourmomshousepodcast.com. Please come out and help me do this paradigm of stand-up. This is something that we're going to kind of experiment with, kind of make our lives a lot easier and make your lives better too, I think. I mean, wouldn't you want to come out to a show where it's all people who get it? And I don't have to fight hecklers or you don't have to deal with bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Be fantastic.
Yeah, I'd really like that, guys. Come out and support me June 6th in the Fun House. Jeans, yourself?
Yeah, I got a couple. Let's see. Well, right now I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin. So if you you want to check me out, if you're in that general area, I'm here tonight and tomorrow. It's my last shows. And then obviously the live podcasts coming up. And then Cleveland Improv. 424 through 27. And then me and the Jeans Machine go to Vancouver. I also added Cincinnati in May. So I'm going to go bananas.
Go bananas!
The 15th through the 17th.
Oh, go bananas!
I'm going crazy here. I'm going bananas.
I like that club a lot, actually.
It's a great club.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Guys, also, if you want to support the show and if you're, you know, listen, you do your shopping on Amazon anyways, you don't have to do anything additional except go through yourmomshousepodcast.com, click on our banner to do your shopping, and that way we get a little kickback to the show and you don't have to, you know, buy anything extra. And guess what we just started doing? Did you know that you're only supposed to use your foof brush for like 2 months, 3 months max? Really? Beyond that, it's disgusting. Pre-order those. Put them on subscription with Amazon, and that way they'll just send you your foof brushes automatically. And get the soft bristles. Hold on, because I read on Oprah, a magazine, the illusion that you have hard bristles to make your teeth cleaner. It's wrong. Softer bristles get into the cracks, get into the things.
Mm-hmm.
So get that shit on subscription on Amazon. Make your life easy, guys.
It's wildly important to do that. And also, we should point out that anytime you guys do go through the Amazon banner on our site, on yourmomshousepodcast.com, and you shop for anything. Whatever you were going to get, it helps the show. This is why we can do shows twice a week, you know? If we, it's just because of support from, like, you shopping there, you going through our sponsors. So we thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who's already been doing that. And
it's huge.
I can see what you've been ordering. I see your technical books, and I see you ordering your equipment, your technologies, and I appreciate it.
Ooh, that was
creepy. I can actually see, like, what I can't see who bought stuff, but I can see.
I meant your voice there when you were like, I appreciate it.
I can see what you guys have bought. Isn't that creepy?
Crazy.
I like it. I'm gonna vomit. We had so much Korean barbecue.
Fucking throw
fuck
up.
Man.
Yeah.
Here, fuck me.
Let's go. Ready?
Yeah.
Jeans up.
Before I let you go, run the nation. We did speak to Susan, who was the sales associate at The Gap, and I said, was there anything that you were thinking that you wanted to tell the president that you couldn't? And here is what she said.
I know some people comment about his jeans, and obviously that is what The Gap is most known for. And but no, it was.
Did you wait? Did you suggest with a wink and a nod that he should update his jeans?
No. That's putting words into my mouth.
So she was thinking about your jeans, sir.
You know, I've been unfairly maligned about my jeans.
Okay, let's clear the air.
The truth is, generally, I look very sharp in jeans. There was one episode like 4 years ago in which I was wearing some loose jeans, mainly because I was out on the pitcher's mound and I didn't want to feel, confined while I was, pitching.
Right.
And I think I've paid my penance for that. I got whacked pretty good.
Well,
since that time, my jeans fit very well.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitza. Christina
Pajitza. Welcome to your mom's house.
Match.
I'm so full right now.
Your dentist insisted.
The guy that made my veneers, cosmetic dentist, Dr. Sam Lee of Gardena, who made my veneers and who it did an amazing job, recommended we go to this Korean barbecue place at Gardena because I told him where we went and he almost spit in my face with laughter. He's like, fuck. That's not good. The meat not a good there. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I can barely understand him normally.
Really?
It is a really thick Korean accent, you know?
But he told you that you can't fucking eat somewhere like that.
You better get your life.
Is that what he said? That'd be so funny if Dr. Lee said that.
You better get your life. But, he's like, where do you go? And I told him, he's like, oh. He literally laughed and was like, you're playing, kid.
He knew Guaylo didn't know any better.
He's playing round eyes, and he gave us the spot, and shit was off the chain.
Yeah.
Dude, you and I crushed a platter of Kalbi.
Doble. Two fucking plates, man. What are you talking about? Kalbi and bulgogi.
Right. That's what's up. Platter. Yeah.
They brought out soups at the end.
Fuck, dude.
Soups at the end?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
Dude, I know. Soups at the end. That's like what they do at like fancy restaurants. They're like, and now you want the cheese platter? And you're like, motherfucker, I could have used that in the beginning when I was starving when I sat down.
Yeah.
That's how they fill you up. They make sure you're full.
Seal you shut.
Fill your show with spice.
Mm-hmm.
Show was hot too, spicy.
Yeah, I started to sweat pretty well in there.
Fuck,
sweating, turning red, and you were like, "What's wrong? You all right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, there's a lot of meat though. Eating a lot of meat right now."
Well,
pig.
Dude, the mark of a good Korean barbecue place is if you're the only round eyes there, and you and I were the only fucking round eye.
Definitely. The only other round eye that made an appearance came in with his Korean wife.
Right. He gets a free
pass. Kids, and their kids who don't look fucking American at all.
Mm.
Get that fucking dominant Korean gene.
Wow. Look at you. Somebody's a big racist on this episode now.
I am not a racist.
I dropped the N-bomb on
you
last episode.
You certainly did. You did.
What was I going to say? Oh, I like how our waitress was way kind. They were so happy to see us. But she did give me that reverse racism of like, oh, how did you hear about us? Like, it's unheard of that a couple of round eyes would stroll in there.
I don't recall her going, how did you hear about us?
She did. She did. Just like Kim Jong-il from, you know, what's the America Fuck Yeah movie. Mm-hmm. She sounded just like him.
World Police thing?
Yeah. She goes,
oh, how did you hear about us?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, Sam Lee. And I actually said this without thinking. I'm like, oh, Sam Lee, he's right. Because he's right next door.
Right.
And I go, do you know him?
And she was like,
And then I thought about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, she thinks that I would infer that because they're both Korean. And that's not what I meant.
You meant he's next door.
Yeah, like Sam probably comes here.
And enjoys.
A succulent Chinese meal.
Yeah, of course.
It's Korean, Tom.
Right, I know.
Do you think your dad would enjoy a succulent Korean meal?
Fuck no. No, 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 no. He is not into that at all.
Why do you think that?
He said some wild shit today on the phone. No.
Why?
He doesn't like any ethnic food.
Ethnic?
I like meat. I like potatoes. Okay. I like just like American.
He has no fucking, no enthusiasm or curiosity about any other cuisines. None.
Your dad.
The exception is French.
He likes cream sauces, cream based things. Yeah.
French food, he's cool with. He doesn't even like Italian.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. I went to the Olive Garden once with your father and you, like the first time I visited your parents.
Yeah.
He barely tolerated the Olive Garden.
Yeah. He doesn't like a nice high end Italian restaurant either.
No.
He doesn't like pizza.
What?
My dad doesn't eat pizza. He doesn't eat lasagna.
Pizza? Not even pizza?
I didn't even have that drop ready. How horrible am I? I should be fired immediately. That's so bad.
Who doesn't like pizza?
Motherfucker.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Pizza?
Who doesn't like... Who the fuck? Dude, pizza in my mind is as American as hamburgers and cheese.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
He's not a pizza guy. No Italian, like no pasta dishes.
Come on.
I don't like pasta. Nah, I don't like it.
What? He doesn't like a red sauce.
No, blue jeans. I don't like guys wear blue jeans.
Neither is my dad, actually.
Hates blue jeans.
Yeah, my dad hates blue jeans, too. Because they're tight. They what does he say? Squeeze your dick.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's fucking hurting my dick.
Oh, man.
Your dad
I gotta get my dad
quite
back.
Simply.
Because I ain't going out like that.
Not wearing those jeans.
No. I really like the Obama clip we played at the beginning of the
show. Thank you. Yes, yes.
I like how he says, I believe those jeans looked sharp.
Yeah. And no, I did have on. He did wear loose jeans, though.
He wore loose
and
jeans.
Here's the thing. Clearly, let's just put it out there.
Okay.
He's a fan of the show.
Huge, yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't refer to it in those terms if he wasn't listening regularly.
Obviously, from what I understand, Michelle started listening to our show.
Right.
And then she turned.
She was going for this for like dog talk. She was like, oh, I want to hear this Theo.
Yes.
So I can tell Bo, like, what's up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're huge Bo fans. Bo's a huge Theo fan. The two of them hang out occasionally. A little different lifestyle in the White House, though, when Theo visits.
Yeah.
We kind of encourage Theo to pull it back a little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, behave a little more civil.
Yeah.
But, well, what can you do?
What can you do?
Can I just talk? I know that you don't like to talk about neighbor stuff, but I just have to say, our dog, for one thing, can go for days without taking a piss.
So weird.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Like, we'll take him out five times a day, and he just won't piss. Won't shit. He'll shit like once a day.
Sometimes twice a day, though.
But, he shit. I walked him yesterday. He shit a people-sized dump.
Yeah. It was like half his body size.
Yeah.
I've done that with him.
Hardy. But how does he not piss, dude? Like, we'll take him out bro. Take him out like it.
I'll fucking.
What's called coolers?
Don't you dare make fun of my SoCal.
Yeah, you're so brown.
Bro, we'll fucking take him out at night.
Yeah.
That motherfucker won't piss till like 2 p.m. the next day. How is that possible? The dog does not have to piss. It's like fucking 12 hours, dude. He's 12 pounds.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Is that normal? Like, were your dogs like that growing up?
You know, the dogs that I'm used to, just they go to the door, like all the dogs that we had go to the door when they need to go. And you go, and like, he lets you know. He's letting me know he needs to go out. We take him out when he's not letting us know, though, all the time.
Just to make sure.
I know, but that's probably why he doesn't let go, because he's like, I wasn't looking to go.
But then sometimes, you know what he did the other day? He scratched on the door, mm-hmm. and I let him out, and he sat down. I was like, motherfucker.
Well, as you explained to me, I think yesterday, you know, he's not a really smart person. You told me that. You said he can suffocate himself, and I said, really? And you go, well, he's not a really smart person. He's a dog.
Well, because he had him under 5 blankets, and he was...
I had him under 5 blankets.
Babe, he was suffocating. Suffocating? That's another one. That's another one.
Yeah.
Dude,
he was suffocating.
I took a photographer. Yeah, dude, he was breathing under there super heavy. I'm like, oh, this dog is going to die.
Yeah.
But you were like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to roll over on him and kill him like Christopher did in The Sopranos. Oh, my God. I have a huge fart building. And then, anyways, point of the story is, hold on. Oh, it's hot.
That was baby. That was nothing.
The point of the story is, that's a Korean barbecue fart. I figured out that he loves to piss on the neighbor's basketball thing.
Yeah.
So I just walk him down the driveway and I let him piss neighbor's thing.
He loves that spot. Other dogs must be pissing on it. That's why.
Yeah, I think your dogs knew to pee and shit at the same time because they all had each other to cue.
Yeah.
But he's an only child, so he has like no cues.
No, because the other dogs, when we had one dog a number of times for years, they also went on their own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Maltese would go on his own. The Beagle, but first, was go on his own when he was alone.
Now, didn't you have two dogs that were named the same name?
Yes. I think they were trying to trick us because one dog ran away.
Oh.
When we were really young. And they just got another exact same Maltese. And they're like, here he is. Just younger and smaller. But he grew back. He's this the same dog.
Really?
No, we knew, but they just gave him the same name. It's fucking weird.
That's what makes serial killers. Well, because they don't give you the benefit of knowing that those are two different animals.
They were... they were trying to get us to become serial killers.
And it undermines your feelings and negates your feelings.
It makes me feel like this. That's old school YMH.
Yeah, it's like one of the first 10 episodes we played that.
Yeah, red haired dog.
A blonde haired dog.
And a salacious barking brunette.
Ooh, red haired dog. Can I sing the song to our mommies that I sang to you on the way home?
Yeah, that was pretty neat. Yeah, go ahead.
It goes like this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna fart, fart. Fart in your mouth, 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 and make you smell it, smell it, until you barf, barf, barf.
That's a really nice song. Yeah, thank you.
I'm gonna fart, fart, fart in your mouth. Well.
What is that?
Oh. Oh. That smells so good. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
that's my wife.
What was happening there?
I'm guessing she was farting. I don't know.
Gross.
I think she was farting. Yeah.
Speaking of gross, we got this from a listener submission. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's a Craigslist posting in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Actually, specifically Dublin, it says in parentheses.
Mm-hmm.
The header reads, gently used ice fleshlight, $23.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And it's a photograph of it. It says, up for sale is a fleshlight ice. Only used once.
Oh.
Don't worry. I ran it through the dishwasher. Normally, $49 comes with extra lube. Please call or text. I don't answer emails.
He wants you to call so he can humiliate you.
Is that what it is?
Come on. He's selling you his used, what's it called?
Fleshlight. Ice. What's the ice?
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's giving you a significant discount, though, Tommy.
Yeah.
Normally 49. He's asking for 23. That's not a bad deal.
Okay. Let's see. Let's look it up. It's the ice fleshlight.
I don't understand what the ice.
Fleshlight ice. I don't know what that is.
Is that like that Mexican whore that puts an ice cube up her patron's butts when she blows them?
Oh, wow. Their video, their site goes is a video of a girl using it on a guy.
Huh.
Damn. It's they don't advanced. Fuck around.
Yeah.
The Fleshlight Ice masturbation device offers a cool new perspective on penetration. It's the only fleshlight that is transparent, heightening visual stimulation by allowing you to watch the action inside. That's the Fleshlight Ice.
Oh, so you get to see it.
You get to see it. Exactly.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, if you can keep it clean, it's not too grody.
Jeez.
I imagine it must be hard to clean that thing, though, yeah?
Mm. No, I think cleaning it's probably easy. It's probably you run water through it and then...
Can you unscrew the other
end
of it?
I don't think it's for sharing. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
And then you just...
Yeah, I don't think it's like, you know, hey, man, why don't you use this? I'm done with it right now.
Well,
or just pay me for it.
Just so you know, because you've said it, it's happening right now.
Oh, I knew that it would happen, but I don't think it's the intention. They're not like, get one for all your roommates. I don't think it's like that. The ice is available in all four of our most popular orifices. The lady.
Huh.
Mouth.
Okay.
Butt.
That's three.
And cheeks as well.
Wait, cheeks. Butt cheeks?
Yeah, one looks like butt cheeks, one looks like a butthole, one looks like a vagine, and one is a mouth. Those are the four designs.
And is the mouth, is it just the mouth, or does it come attached to a human head?
No, it's just, there's lips on the end of it.
What color?
Well, in the ice, it's all transparent.
The mouth lips, I mean, what color are the lips? Does she have lipstick on, or is it neutral?
Neutral.
Well, it's a natural lady.
Yeah. I would fuck with one of these.
You want me to get you one for your Smurf Day?
Sure. Yeah.
Would you take it on the road with you if I got you one?
Probably not. It would probably be my home device. Probably my home device, yeah.
Now, is it electronic so that it does the work Mm-mm. for you?
No.
You got to jack your dong with
jack
that.
It, yeah. you can put on, they also sell you a vibrating cock ring.
Oh, that's nice.
And there's also, what is this? The Rocks Off Naughty Boy. Maybe that goes in your asshole?
Hmm.
It's a dual G-spot stimulator. Let's see. The Naughty Boy is a new combined prostate and perineum stimulator.
Hmm.
Design is based on the now famous Rude Boy.
It's the names that really
Yeah, they're great. But it's been scaled down for ease of use. Jesus. Making it perfect for the beginner.
Hmm. Beginner.
Wow. Hypoallergenic for your safe enjoyment. Mm. The Naughty Boy includes the Roe 80mm power bullet that can be removed, allowing the silicone to be thoroughly cleansed after use.
That's key.
Wow. And they show this thing. Holy shit. I didn't realize. See, I'm a fucking amateur. This thing goes all the way up your ass.
Let me Google it. What's it called again?
Holy shit.
What's it called?
The Rocks Off Naughty Boy.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to look at it. I can't
the
see
image
it.
this whole thing is up your ass. Wow, I didn't realize that.
Okay, I'm a fucking beginner.
I'm kind of glad that guys are finally getting sex toys. It's about time. I don't know why they haven't done this sooner for you dudes. It seems a little... Since it seems like a really huge industry, because guys don't have much shame about this kind of stuff, I imagine. Oh, is it this thing? That?
Yeah. But see,
I
that
don't understand
whole,
it.
Okay, give it to me. This part here,
the handle,
you sit on that all the way down. So this entire thing is in your ass, and that is touching your taint on the outside. So that's inside of you.
That's crazy.
Woo. That's for beginners? Right. This is the scaled down version.
That looks varsity level to me.
That looks like you're a pro.
Now, I wonder how thick that is. Do you think it's like a finger?
I mean, hopefully. I mean, I would think 7-8 inches round, something like that.
Would you try this?
Oh, wait. Okay. Here it tells you what it is. Tip to bullet is 9 inches.
Fuck.
And it's insertable up to 6 inches. So it's 6 inches in you. With a width ranging from 0.75 inches at the tip to 1.25 at the widest bump and 1.5 at the base. Jesus Christ, man. That just seems so fucking advanced. It's just scary.
It's a lot. It's intense. There's a lot out there in the world.
Easy to use design. Just sit back and rock. Hands free. That's what it says. That's why it's the rock boy.
These are fantastic. Very, very reasonably priced.
They are.
These items are not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at one, the Fleshlight Stamina Training Unit. It's $50. It's not bad.
Yeah. Well, I might be interested in this Aneros Progasm Classic. The large yet agile Progasm will take you to a new heights of pleasure. It features a newly designed round perineum tab and also boasts a Kundalini K-Tab. The K-Tab adds sensations up and down your back that are complementary to the sensations from the prostate.
Hmm. Man. What's neat is they have the Fleshlight Girls, and you can see the real ladies these are modeled after.
That's neat. That's
you
really...
You can pick which chick you want to have a vagina.
Nice.
Anus getting beaten on...
Yeah, that's fantastic.
What a world we live in. Can you believe in 1950, like the most risque thing you could see was in a magazine of like National Geographic, and you saw some soggy titties and you're like, oh my God, now. I mean, even from my childhood, like I didn't see things like this.
No, I know.
In the 80s, holy moly.
Kid growing up now could really get advanced really quickly, you know?
Oh my God. I mean, like, kids have access to hardcore pornography now.
Of course.
Like easy access.
Of course.
It's so crazy.
I have something for you. I don't know if you're interested or not. Let's see.
Hello?
Dad. Oh, it's my dad. Mm. Oh shit. I jumped the gun. What? I'm sorry.
Hey buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey buddy. Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
It's Top Dog.
Yeah, the guy, he called me a few times today. So
he did?
Yeah.
Why the urgency? Something happened?
Let's find out. Let's find out what happened today.
Hello?
Dad.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Did you just call me?
Huh?
Did you just call me?
Yeah, I did.
What's going on?
Well, I tell you, I had a great idea. One of my great ideas. I think we ought to have I have the Playboy calendars and, you know, different things. A Waffle House waitress calendar.
Oh, that is a good idea.
And, you know, totally cool. I mean, with their Waffle House outfits on. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know, with their smiles, with, you know, and, you know, their Waffle House. There's a Waffle House hairdo, okay, that only Waffle House women have, okay?
Yeah, what's that?
But I think, well, it's just they kind of pull it back, and there's, like, no style whatsoever. It's kind of done in what I call an indescribable style, okay?
Okay. And you said with their Waffle House smiles?
Waffle House smile, you know, where you can see the four or five teeth that are left in the mouth, okay? And I'm serious.
Yeah.
I think people would go for it.
What do you think of the Waffle House waitress smile that he's talking about?
At first, because we don't have Waffle Houses in California, so I've only ever been to one like once or twice.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he was being cheeky, like, I'm really into Waffle House.
I like these ladies. Yeah.
Waitress, like, oh, that's Top Dog's wheelhouse.
Right.
Is the hot Waffle House waitress.
Right, the hot one.
Now I'm starting to understand I think he might be taking a jab at those ladies.
I think so.
And there's, you know, next time, I don't know if they have Waffle Houses in California, but I swear to God, every time I go to one, I swear I have the same waitress, okay?
No matter where you go?
No, where I go. Oh, easy, make it, back. Oh, okay, that's what I want, yeah.
That's
give me the hams up. Give me the hams up.
Jesus.
Hey, the second ain't crisp enough. Send it back. Be right with you, buddy. Don't worry. We're coming. Okay. We'll coffee. Stop that coffee off.
That used to be, that was my spot when I was in North Carolina in college. That's where I would go when we were shit-faced drunk. We would get fucking hammered and go to Waffle House. I saw so many fights at that Waffle House. I saw so many police at that Waffle House. And I think I've mentioned it before on a show. That's where one of the Waffle House chefs, cooks, had one arm. So when you ordered bacon, he would have bacon draped on his stump, and then he would take it from the stump and put it on the on the grill. You like that?
Wow.
You want bacon?
Are you serious?
Yeah, of course.
What other assorted things did he keep on? Any other things he could?
He was savvy. You know, he was able to make things happen.
Could he cover it with a latex glove? That would be my only concern is sanitation.
He did not. No. Mm-hmm. He just used the stump. And he also, one time, I saw him talk mad shit to a customer.
Yeah.
He was like, you want to go, motherfucker? You want to go right now? Like, I'll beat the shit out of you. I saw him talk mad shit to this dude. And I was like, that guy has one arm. He's talking so much shit.
Yeah. But why is the Waffle House a beacon for such bad behavior?
Cheap. Mainly that it's open so late and it's cheap.
Oh, like, I mean, Denny's. It's the...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Waffle House was 24 hours. Yeah. I don't think they closed. So that was where everybody who's like drinking till 2, 3, 4 in the morning would go.
Yeah, that's always the riffraff.
You know, it's great drunk food.
Right.
Eggs and bacon and waffles, Jesus.
Right.
One time I went there, I remember Chuck told me this too. I went there shit-faced. I got a waffle and he goes, and you cut it into... four, and you had four bites. You just ate a waffle in four bites.
Yep.
And then we drove back to our dorms, and he's like, got out of the car, and you just threw up everything.
Ugh.
And you're like, going to bed.
Ugh. I believe that about you. You eat so fast.
Whatever, man.
Jesus Christ. Today we shared an apple and peanut butter. It was gone in a second.
Yeah.
I hadn't even finished a slice.
Whatever.
You're an animal.
You know, for like food, when we were hammered,
yeah.
It was Waffle House.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, and I went to one up in Tennessee, you know. I stayed at the Ramada Inn Limited, okay?
Okay.
And when they say limited, they're not kidding, okay?
Oh, wow.
Those are the thinnest towels I've ever seen, okay? And those towels must have been washed 500 million times.
Thank you for your text this morning. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I was renting, took the Cadillac in because Maria had banged it up a little bit, and so I was in repair shop, and so I was at the Enterprise, and I went ahead to take a shit, and took a big, long shit, and flushed it. It all didn't go down the first time. I had a little floater there on top, so I gave it another double flush, and there it went. So I was kind of proud of it.
It's a true double flusher.
Yeah, it's a true double flusher.
Yeah.
And one small floater left at the end there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because sometimes... people flush, and they'll call it a double flusher, but they're really just like flushing paper or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this was true. It wasn't a big, but it was true. Yeah, there was some there, definitely. Yeah, kind of proud of myself there. So I wanted to immediately text you when I found it out.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
What did the text say again? Could you read it to me?
Oh, here we go. The text from this morning. This is the first thing I saw as soon as I opened my little bird eyes. Had a floater left over and had to flush again. He sent that at, I'm sorry. No. At 5:17 a.m. our time, the text was, just did a true double flusher. Then I wrote, proud of you when I woke up and had a floater, had to flush again.
Now that's 8:17. That's his time, right?
8:15, he said. 8:15 on the dot. So that's exactly when he shit.
Wow, he's really serious about that.
Yep. Yep. Wow. Pretty cool, man.
So proud of him.
It's pretty neat. I'm very, very proud of him.
You know, lately he's really opened up to you about who he is. Like, I feel like these conversations between you and your father have kind of just started. I mean, has he always called you with his visions of Waffle House waitress calendars and stuff?
No, not always. You know, he sometimes keeps that stuff. I don't know who he shares it with, but I'm for the first time getting a lot of these, you know, these great ideas. I mean, that's that's actually a pretty funny idea.
It is pretty funny.
Now, you may have noticed there in the end, he said I had to take the Cadillac in because Maria banged it up. Maria, of course, is my sister, who's not the best at driving. And when he said that, a little bell went off in my head. And I thought, maybe I should give Maria a call.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Seriously? 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 Oh, my God.
You take your fucking scissors.
Oh, my God.
Use your pudgy fucking monkey hand.
Seriously?
Cut the box open, cut a hole in it, and pour it in the goddamn bottle.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
If people only knew how real the song was.
So accurate.
So accurate, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely them. Now, Maria, Jesus, she's so ridiculous. She just moved to Detroit.
I like this one.
Yeah. So we're catching up, but my main thing was that I wanted to talk about this car accident.
Yeah.
I
mean,
it's so cold in the deep. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace? What's all on the nigga's mind? Working and doing time.
That's a jam.
That's a good jam.
So, yeah, I got to talk to Maria about a bunch of different things. It's ridiculous.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on in the D?
Just procrastinating, organizing my closet.
Yeah, how's the new place?
It's awesome. It's huge. We have no furniture, so it's just a lot of space for Weston and Klaus to run around. It's awesome, though. It's so much fun. It's really great. I actually love this house. Love it.
Nice.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Yeah, we're good. I was just talking to Dad earlier. What happened with his car? He said did you crash his car?
No, actually, a woman backed into me. This is actually not my fault, if you can believe it. A woman backed into me at Fresh Market. But anytime you're backing up, according to insurance companies, you're somewhat liable. So I am responsible for 20%. She's responsible for 80%.
Have you ever heard those percentages given before?
I like when you go, right.
I mean, have you ever heard them being like, you're 20% responsible, you're 80% responsible?
No, you know why? Because I've never had that particular accident yet.
Have you heard of somebody saying they were 20% responsible?
Percentages? No.
That percentage? I mean, 50-50, I would think, is like you're each responsible. 20? But I've never heard them be like, you're you're about 80% responsible for this accident.
So her side is they were both, it sounds like they were both backing up.
But they were like, 80% was you. To the lady.
It sounds to me if both of you are backing up and both of you backed into each other, you're both responsible?
That's what you think.
Right.
But that's not what happened.
That's not what the insurance company says. Okay.
gave you those percentages? So wait, you were both backing up.
So we were both in our car, and I saw her lights on. I was waiting to see if she was going to back up. And there's another, and there's a, so you know, in Fresh Market, you're parallel. Like, it's one-way parking,
yeah.
Like one-way driving, and you're parallel. So she was on the left, I was on the right, and there's a white pickup truck to her left. So I get it, I'm in, I see, I'm like, is she moving or not? She's not moving, so I start slowly backing up. So I back up.
And she threw in slowly backing up.
Right.
This is to kind of leverage it more towards
her. So here's the brilliant part of listening to this call with you is that you've heard her tell her story several times. Your entire life, you've heard Maria's version of
things. Yes.
So you're hearing things that I don't I don't hear the same things you hear.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've been a detective for fucking three decades. Of
right.
course. Yeah.
So what's your...
I know when these guys are stealing and not.
What's your brother Spidey sense telling you is really going on?
Her and a lady backed up into each other and she's equally at fault, if not more at fault.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to be blamed. So she just has kind of this, I was slowly backing these little details that make it so that I'm not at fault.
Right. The slowly, the adjective.
Yeah. It's brilliant. This is how Maria... Yeah. Gets away with shit.
Getting ready to go into drive. And she just backed into...
I was ready to go into drive, which means I was already fully backed up.
Okay.
Into the side of the car.
And then the lady backed up into the side of her, meaning that the lady hit her car, in which case, I don't know how it's not 100% that lady's fault. Do you follow now?
No. I'm lost now.
Hmm.
So, and she's an older woman. She's going to take off. She's like 75 or something. So I was like, you can't leave. I said, you hit my car. She's like, oh, well, it's fine. I'm like, it's not fine. She's like, oh, we're both at fault. I'm like, no, we're not both at fault. I was backing up, and I stopped to go to drive, and you then back into the side of my vehicle. And I'm like, this is common physics. Like, you hit the side of my car, not the end, the side. Like, I was already out, pulled out.
But they said that, like, the cop said that like, just both of you are liable and nobody's fault.
Well, no, the cop... No, the cop put down her car, hit my car. He's not issuing a citation. And you guys were both backing up very... Because I started backing up first. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, we were backing up at the same time. I'm like, we weren't backing up at the same time. Like, that's just physics right there. You can't back up at the same time and hit my car sideways. It's physically impossible. Unless you're backing up like 100 miles an hour, in which case you were speeding. You're backing up too fast. So those are the options. The guy to her left said, well, it looks like we both... You know, I started backing up just before she did, but it was very close. But it's hard to tell because he was also to the left of her, and it was a vehicle blocking him. But it looked like, you know, he started almost at the same time. So the cop's like, well, I'm not going to issue a citation. It's too hard to tell. He says, based on obviously the damages, it looked like she hit you, but I'm not going to issue a ticket, which is fine. And so I called the insurance company, and they're like, yes, she's responsible for 80%. And then I'll get part of the deductible, which isn't too bad.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, so I have to pay a deductible, and then they reimburse me for part of it. So I'll probably have it. It'll probably cost me like $150 to $300.
She would so get out of a murder charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. She would just talk. Or actually, some of the veteran detectives, they would sit like I do there and be like, okay. All right. Do you want to tell us what really happened?
Yeah. Or just if we had to have her retell the story a few times, I'm sure there's different
details.
Levels. And, yeah.
It's fascinating.
She's 75, 80, 90.
Is the damage bad?
It's not that bad. I mean, I don't think it's that bad, but, you know,
I don't
wrecked a thousand cars, so. to me, it's not that bad. She dented it on the side panel. On the driver's side, on the side rear panel. So you have to replace the whole panel, because that's the problem. You can't just...
Yeah.
I was trying to use my fingers and see if I could hammer it out, but you can't.
Good.
Like, she fully dented it over the tire.
Now...
But you have to replace the whole panel.
Okay. In your mind, I want you to do this. What... If you were to just add up in your head, how many car accidents do you think you've been in? Like, where some damage was done to a vehicle?
Oh, dozens. I mean, I would say you're throwing into my vehicle because I usually hit inanimate objects like dumpsters and poles and curbs, you know, gates, parked cars. Usually they're that.
I remember the I felt really bad for you when we were in Milwaukee and you went to get gas and you hit the island.
Yeah. I know.
Do you remember, you know what I'm talking about? Like the thing that the gas pump sits in.
Yeah.
That's like an island, right?
Right.
You can drive around. Hmm. Like she just went to get gas and then she came home and the car was all fucked up. And we're like, what did you get an accident with? And she was like, just the gas station.
She just ran over the island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one up.
I hit things all the time. I do. I back up into things.
You backed up into the light post in Milwaukee in the yard. There's a light post in our yard.
Yeah.
In the yard.
Yeah.
And then I remember
I backed up in our driveway and I hit the car that was parked across the street.
The car across the trail. Yeah, that was fun. And then in Florida, when she backed up and hit the car across the street, she was driving to the house two houses down. So she backed up out of our driveway, hit a car that was parked legally on the street.
Oh my God.
And then drove two houses down.
What does this do to your car insurance rate?
I think it was pretty fucked up for her. There was a period of time where she was not an insured driver and she just didn't drive for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Like a couple of years she didn't drive. You hit the pole, like the fence, leaving the
green edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. But you've been pretty good in Chicago, haven't you? Isn't this, it's like talking to an old convict about all the all the different crimes and how like, didn't you do that 2-year bid? Oh, in 81? Yeah. Yeah.
She's not wanting to rehash.
Did you do
these?
5 years for a gun charge in 96? Yeah, I remember that.
Pretty good. I mean, like, there's a couple of scrapes and I've hit a few poles. But at this point, there's so many scratches. The big one, I told Jeff about, there's two big ones I hit, and then the little ones I don't. There's so many scratches at this point. He doesn't know, but to me, I say I parked it. I'm like, someone scratched the car.
Someone scratched the car. You asshole.
It happens all the time, though. People do scratch the car. I mean, you park it. When you live in Chicago, you park in the street. So people do back into you and hit you. And
yeah, definitely.
In the parking lot. Someone did back, you know, we came out, we were at Whole Foods, and we walked to the car, and someone had backed up and, you know, did a hit and run.
Yeah.
Hit the whole back of the tail light. And so I was like, are you sure it wasn't you? I'm like, I think I would know if I smashed the back of the car and the tail light. Like, there's scratches everywhere and a couple minor little dents from, like, when I tried to parallel park between, like, a dumpster or, like, two tighter vehicles. So those are always, like, in the center. Those little dents are for me. And now they're, you know, at this point, it doesn't bother me because it makes it easier to park. I mean, there's already a dent.
Yeah.
And a scratch. And I think, because, you know, in Chicago also it's very narrow. Like when you go down parking garage, like the Western Pediatrician, it's very narrow and it's one way. They did take turns going in and out. And I totally just went around the whole side of the wall.
Jesus. do you like that description?
I do because I've done that too. Everybody's done that.
Sure.
I did it to my first car, Chevy Nova.
Tell
when
me
I
how
was
you did
16.
It. What happened?
I was pulling out of my high school parking lot and next to a concrete wall.
Yeah.
And the car just went up against it, man.
Like that?
That's the sound it makes. It's brutal. And there's nothing you can do. You just got to keep going forward when that happens, man.
Because, you know, in Chicago also it's very narrow. And you go down parking garage, like the Western Pediatrician.
What?
It's very narrow. And it's one way. They did take turns going in and out. And I totally just went around the whole side of the wall.
Jesus.
And then PetSmart it back into the pole. I couldn't see it.
Couldn't see it. That's good.
But no accident. No, I have not hit another vehicle.
Good job.
And it's generally like little things like curbs and stuff.
Little
scratches.
Right.
Nothing major. Like nothing
Thank
major.
God.
No, I hear you. So I'm curious. Have you been to your new Starbucks yet?
Oh,
this is kind of like breaking news, right?
I feel like we need a Starbucks theme for her.
No, man.
God.
I have actually. They're so fun here, Tommy. People here are so nice. It's unbelievable. They're very, very nice.
Really?
Honestly, I've had a very pleasant experience. Jeff has had a little couple of frustrating experiences and he lost his shit.
What happened?
Well, he gets his drink to go, and he has, you know, gets him his little, gets like four ice quad. He's like basically 14 shots of espresso and takes it to work. Mm-hmm. And it's in the little drink carrier, and he puts it in the car. But they didn't put it in the drink carrier properly. And so he literally pulled out of the parking lot, and it spilled all over his new car.
Oh, fuck.
Period. Yeah, and now the freaking car thinks that there's someone sitting in the passenger seat without a seatbelt on. Censors that. So
it sucks.
He was a little irate, and they gave us a bunch of free passes. But they've been great. I've had zero issues. It's unbelievable. Very competent people working at Starbucks.
So there's no DCs or LCs?
No, and they're all white, too. They're all white and educated. I will tell you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is going on? What is happening? They're all white and educated. Gets better.
What Jeff and I have discovered, and this is really sad, is that there's a large number of Africans that speak worse than I do. I mean, we can't understand them. And we went to see the Easter Bunny at the mall and went to take a picture, and the girl's like, "Yeah, dollar, saying that." I'm like, I'm sorry? Dollar, they're saying it. I said, I'm sorry, is that English? She said, yeah, it's a dollar, saying it. I said, I don't understand that. Can you spell it? S-A-Y-D-T. I'm like, S-A-Y-D-T. What is D-T? She's like, you don't say, we still idiots. Okay. I'm like, I don't understand. Can you spell it? And she's like, D-E-T-R-O-I-T. I'm like, oh, Detroit. Say Detroit. So that's it. Say Detroit. And Jeff and I were like, I don't understand you. I'm sorry, but I can't understand what you're saying. Like, I don't understand your language. And it happened to me all the time, like at Target, at Bed Bath & Beyond, at Whole Foods. Like, I don't know what they're saying. It's like they speak in a...
Wait a minute. Wait.
Right now, I don't know what you're saying.
Isn't Maria saying she can't understand somebody?
What's somebody saying? Yes.
I mean, isn't that calling the speech kettle black here? I mean, no one understands what the fuck she's saying.
No one understands what the fuck she's saying. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't. No, they do not. There's more.
I don't know, like a accent that's super foreign. Like, I have no problem understanding foreigners, like Asians, Russians that speak English, poor English. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But this is, I don't know what they're saying. I mean, it's like worse than Dominicans. It is so bad.
What? Zero. Worse than Dominicans?
Yeah, it's so bad. It's worse than Dominicans.
Dominicans, were the very worst for you.
No. I mean, like, you know, it's almost like they don't have teeth or a tongue. I don't know. I mean, it's just, it sounds, and they all jumble and mumble together. And it's very frustrating because I don't know what they're saying. Like, I really feel often that I live in a foreign country.
Wow. Wow.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
You know, she's right. We don't have teeth. You can't talk. That day that my veneers are getting put on, I didn't have two front teeth.
Yeah.
I literally walked around for about 2 or 3 hours without front teeth.
Yeah.
You can't talk. I tried. I came home. I let the dog out. And I was like, Theo. Like, you can't say.
Yeah.
Theo. It's really sad.
Is she talking about, like, actual Africans? I think that's what she's saying now. I didn't even put it together during the conversation.
You know,
that's what I'm hearing.
Right, I kind of wanted to glaze over that. I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah, but she is.
Put her on blast. Is she talking about
Africans?
Oh, okay. I thought she was just being extra racist. I didn't realize.
That's, I mean, isn't that what you're hearing?
Like, she's talking about people from actual Africa. Oh, okay, all right.
But that's what I just heard right now.
Okay. Yeah,
did you not hear that?
I heard it, but I thought she was, like I said, I thought she was just being racist, like extra racist.
Oh.
And instead of saying like, oh, black people, she was like the Africans. That's what I thought.
She's like foreign. Like, it's
got you. So foreigners, she's talking here, about people.
There's so many foreigners. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, I got like the Guyanese people or some shit. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Well, that sucks. Yeah, that's too. Their accents are super cute, though, Africans.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. And but like Detroit is like pretty nice right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in like downtown the hood, but we live, it's beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous. There's woods and parks, and you know, we wake up in the morning. There's literally a fucking deer and, you know, rabbits and squirrels and I mean, it's really pretty. They're beautiful homes. Awesome. I mean, gorgeous.
Okay.
Detroit?
Yeah. She's in a suburb of Detroit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's stunning where we live. And the neighborhoods, I mean, there's so many little, you know, subdivisions around here that are around Detroit that are spectacular.
How's
now, I've driven through like Martin Luther King Drive and some shady, shady areas that I would never drive again. It's like Avenue D.
Yeah.
In Fort Pierce. It's super ghetto. I mean, you know you're going to get shot.
It's super ghetto.
Is that where the Africans are?
That's not the Africans, though. Oh, no. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I can barely fucking contain myself when she talks. The best thing about Maria is that you can just let her go.
Yeah.
You just do a little bit of leading or just really ask questions. And then it's all up to her from there.
Yeah. She has a lot to give. A lot on her chest to get off, you know.
That was fantastic.
That's it? There's no more?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, Maria.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited for her that she's moved to a new place. Well, and
maybe there's a little. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear what her neighborhood's
couple
like.
Of seconds.
Totally gangster style.
Gangster style. Yeah, I wouldn't go there either. How's how's Little Man doing? Oh, this is just like personal.
He's so awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited to hear her brand new Starbucks tales. It sounds like it's, for the most part, going off to a good start.
Yeah.
With Jeff's minor hiccup.
Yeah.
You know, and let's be honest, you got to check your coffee containers yourself, guys. You can't expect other people to do that for you. So,
I mean, you know,
double check them.
They do a lot of, you know.
I do a lot of fucking favors for you, don't I?
So just do that for them.
Right, right. That sucks that his car thinks that there's somebody sitting there without a seatbelt.
That really sucks. It's
fucking brutal.
Just because coffee. Remember when, did somebody's coffee spill one time in somebody's car in our family?
Nope. Yes, I do remember that. And somebody denied that they'd spilled coffee in my Volkswagen at the time.
Yeah.
Tell the story. What happened? We were living in the ghetto. We were super poor at the time.
We were super poor. I spilled coffee on the passenger seat, and then I cleaned it up. Uh-huh. And I drove your car like all that day, so you didn't even have your car. And then like the next day, you got in. I was driving. You got in the car. And you're like, does this smell like coffee in here? And I was like, no. And then, because it was all like, there was no stain. It was just the odor.
Yeah.
And then like every time we got out in the car for like a week, you're like, it smells like fucking coffee in here, man. And I was like, really? And you're like, you don't smell that? And then I was like, yeah, I spilled coffee on this seat here. And you're like, motherfucker. But I cleaned it up well.
You did. There was no stain.
Yeah.
I peed in a cup once in your old Malibu.
God damn.
The driver's seat. I think I spilled a little bit of pee on your seat.
Of course you did. You can't perfectly pee into a cup.
And the dumb part is, it was the side of the road, and I tried to piss on the side of the road into a cup, which is impossible for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Virtually impossible. I couldn't do it.
Perfect, babe.
Yeah. Or was I driving? I think I may have been driving. I was out in the desert in the middle of nowhere, and I was scared, put it that way.
Yeah. I hear you.
Exciting. And I'm glad we caught up with Maria. I'm glad that she likes it there in Détroit.
Maria and Top Dog haven't been on in a long while.
Yeah.
I mean, Top Dog was on the Live from Brooklyn call.
Yeah.
But Maria hasn't been on in a long time. And she gave us some new, you know, racially insensitive material to work with, which is nice.
Always good.
Always good. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting, man.
You know, I've been obsessed with Chuck Woolery's Twitter feed.
Oh, boy.
Have you been?
I have not been following Chuck at all. He's always good for, I don't know, something crazy.
Didn't greasy.
What's he saying?
He's been posting Ronald Reagan quotes. Here's my...
Oh, yeah. The right, really, I didn't realize how, like, they really hold him to in such high regard.
Yeah, he's like the patron saint of the Republican Party. And, you know, from what I can remember of the 80s as a child, everybody was pretty happy with Ronnie. Even my dad. Everybody was...
Yeah.
I think being a Republican back then in the 80s wasn't what it means today. They weren't this crazy fundamentalist thing. But anyway, this is the quote from Reagan that Chuck Woolery just posted. When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. I'm not sure who the they is that Chuck wants us to liken this quote to. Here's the other one from Ronald Reagan. He tweets another one. Government's first duty is to protect the people, not run their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is true, isn't it, Chuck?
Yeah. He
He's so crazy.
His feed, though, gets even better. He gets really fired up, which I really like.
Al Sharpton's secret work as FBI informant.
Okay.
He goes, I love my hashtag cell phone. I hate to text. It seems that technology, though convenient, is just an excuse to develop bad behavior and bad habits. Well, I'm going to retweet that. Good job, Chucky. Yeah, he's fucking crazy.
He's out of his fucking mind for sure.
I know, and he won't respond to me. I want him to come on our show. I just want to talk to him about Love Connection.
Okay.
What would you ask Chuck Woolery? You know, my mother had such a thing for Chuck Woolery.
I'm sure a lot of ladies did. He must have been crushing puss so much. I can't believe that, you know, he wasn't single in the. I think he was married in those days.
Well,
that was prime puss crushing time for him.
Here he posts a Bible verse. This is 2 days ago.
Great.
Matthew 16, 13 through 20. Jesus said, quote, and who do you think I am? Peter said, the Messiah, the son of he living God. I think he meant to say the living God. Wow. He is out of his motherfucking mind. All right. God, he is out of his fucking gourd.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? You just don't know what's up with people until you read their Twitter feed.
Yeah, you would never know. And actually, that's the danger of being a public figure and letting out all your personal stuff like this.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, there's many people that are like, oh, I love Chuck Woolery so much more.
Yeah.
But you're going to, I mean, when you air that, like that level of, you know, opinion on something, when you're hardcore one way or the other, I just feel like what it doesn't benefit him for what he does. He needs to be talking about greasy things.
Well, yeah, that, and if you're a host and you're just known for being the identity of like a television show.
But the host is always supposed to be like
separate.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't have a, like, if Ryan Seacrest were to be like putting out Bible verses.
Yeah, people be like, the fuck are you doing?
Tweeting about republicanism. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what? Just talk about fucking American Idol, you dummy.
Yeah. Anyways, everybody, they can all suck it. Ryan Seacrest and Chuck Woolery.
Let's make waffles again.
Okay.
That was a killer waffle you did yesterday, BTW.
I got an early birthday present, waffle maker. Love waffles.
Tell them what you did.
I made a bacon-infused waffle.
Shit.
It was easy. It wasn't anything greasy.
Gooder than a bitch.
Made a piece of bacon, broke it in half, laid it on the waffle maker, put the waffle batter on, sealed that shit shut, filled it up.
Sealed it shut.
Yep.
That and then
there was a piece of bacon in it.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good, huh?
Make one for me right now.
Okay.
I love you guys. Thank you for listening.
We love you. Keep your jeans up tight.
That's what we do. Blonde bad guys away.